And she's, it was just music from that point on, just kept it going, because, as you must be, I myself, Jonathan, am an enormous fan of the Extra Environmentalist on CITR 101.9 FM, Wednesdays 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., fantastic show, you know, just about progressive initiatives of all stripes, typically within environmentalist theme. In this case, particularly potent after the election. Of course, we can't forget that politics, if we are to detach from these greater systems where change seems so glacial, where things seem so inert, it's also about getting back to doing things for yourself, doing things at a grassroots level, detaching yourself from a global chains of consumption and production that have rendered us, to some degree, extremely dependent on systems beyond our fathom and control. Until then, you know, just try and have a good time, though. And keep listening to Cued Up on for this next hour. And since we're starting late, we're just going to get into the music. First up, Baby Father's Meditation. This is a collaboration between UK artist Dean Blunt, of course, and producer Arca. And I hope you enjoy. Currently listening to YB's Waylon. After this, we're going to hear a track from Jesse Osborne, Anthier, and Robert Lipok off Geographic North.
Explore music that spans Eric Satie's Musique d'Ambulement to Lawrence English's Dense Electronic Drones and Nomadic Streams, Vancouver New Music's 2015 Festival of Ambient Music. Nomadic Streams runs from October 22nd to 24th. For more information, visit newmusic.org. It's fall, which means the return of pumpkins. But not just pumpkin spice, actual pumpkins. On October 24th, from 3 to 6, come join Langara College business students at Southlands Heritage Farms in South Vancouver for pumpkin art for animals. All proceeds for this pumpkin painting fundraiser will go towards the BC SPCA. So come on down to support the animals, paint a pumpkin, do some activities, and eat some snacks. Admission is by donation with a minimum donation of $10 per person.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. Dope. Okay. So, until I was about 12 or so, had somewhat of a cloistered childhood, but I don't know if you can ascribe this to that. I'm listening to Cue It Up, by the way, on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish territory. As I was saying, when I was, but until I was at least 12, I had no real conception of the pumpkin as a food item or as a or a gourd, you know, and anything organic. It was, in my eyes, a total abstraction. You know, it's something that would appear around farms and know if it was grown. Didn't really think much about it. Had no idea you could eat pumpkin until later that year. I understood there were pies and, you know, and it was a flavor of some kind, but, you know, for me it was in the same sense that strawberry is a flavor for candy. And of course, that, in that case, I understood you could eat strawberries, you know, prepare strawberries, use them in many dishes, but it was an abstraction nonetheless. I can't say it really made my childhood any worse or better. It was really aside the point. Nomadic Streams coming up this weekend, starting Thursday at Vivo, of course, electronic, ambient, new music festival. Something I just realized was happening today. And we're going to play a track from Sounds later on to close out the show, because that is important to speak to. It's not often we get such exciting events like that in Vancouver. Got Kryze Cole coming from Calgary, one of my favorite Canadian noise artists, sound artists. Lossel from Vancouver is playing one of those days. Just a lot of exciting stuff. What we just heard was Jesse Osborne, Lanthier, and Robert Lepox. Oh gosh, what was it called? Many a Moon, and that's off the album Timeline, which is on the Geographic North label. Jesse Osborne Lanthier, based in Berlin, but born in Montreal, which is, of course, a seeming epicenter of Canadian sound art, anyhow. And Robert Lepak, born in East Berlin, you know, tried and true techno head, of course, in the water, in the air. Before that, we heard YB's, Wylan YB, Copenhagen producer. I believe his debut EP is coming out this year, and that'll be on Halcyon Vale, which is a Rabbit, the noise-slash-grime producer from Houston. That is his label. And Rabbit will also be releasing a debut this year, his debut album, although he released an EP earlier this year as well, if I'm not mistaken. Very exciting. And of course, before that, we heard Baby Father, which is a collaboration between, or rather, Baby Father and Arca, Baby Father being another pseudonym of Dean Blunt. Very interesting juxtaposition of styles, Arca with production, that sort of, you know. Well, let's start with Dean Blunt. Dean Blunt, of course, very stilted, very consciously stilted, whereas Arca's music sounds organic, has the slippages of the body, sounds very fluid. Dean Blunt's music is, on the other hand, you know, of course, again, stilted, mechanical, monotonous in a way that is very much intentional, very hollowed out music, very dry, despairing music, or as Arca's despair, if you can call it that, you know, if you want to. It's more essential, more of a cry out. So very interesting that they worked together on that track. Yeah. Today was a rather quickly planned episode. I've had an extremely rough set of days and sort of interested in music that just, you know, kind of sets up its boundaries and then pushes them over the course of the track, over the course of a song. Had a very interesting conversation with a local artist, Tom Whalen, recently. I'll likely appear in next month's Discorder. We talk about a myriad of topics, but also the idea of creating, you know, pocket dimensions where it's safer to explore themes that might feel unsafe in other context, in other political circumstances. So we're going to listen to some of that later as well. We're going to listen to John Mouse and then two Tom Whalen projects. And then, yeah, we will be done for today. Coming up next, we have a track off the Pacific City Sound Vision label. I played this track before, almost a year ago, but it's sort of fitting in with that theme of establishing a sort of pocket dimension. You know, it's sort of, to borrow the language of, you know, Genesis Peorage from Throbbing Gristle, to the aim of music as a means of puncturing a hole through reality. And perhaps that's what a lot of collage-based artists are doing in the visual sense, samples are doing in the musical sense. Let's just give it a listen, and then I'll stop talking. Enjoy.
Treasons Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up.
But What If I'm Right, the debut album by Revered, releases on November 4th, along with the spectacle of a show at the Fox Cabaret. Come celebrate composer and frontman Emmett Hall's musical indulgence into a pseudo-new wave prog rock catharsis of ego, an effigy to be truly revered. Doors at 7:30, tickets are $5. Visit revered.bandcamp.com for more.
Every day I know everything will go the length I'm willing to admit.
It's happening. It's just... No. No. Okay. Sorry. You're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC. Located on unceded Coast Salish traditional Musqueam land. And what we just heard was Black Zone Myth Chant, purportedly another side project of a French mystery man, but also psychedelic producer and experimental musician, High Wolf. And the song we heard was He Evil off the album Main Thistle Fares, from this year, earlier this year. I've played a few tracks off this album quite a few times. I felt it fit into the tonal theme of today's show, because before that we heard off Pacific City Sound Vision, project of Spencer Clark, was the track Female Cenobites Descent into Komodo Garden, sort of an interesting melange of signifiers from, some kind of dream theory ambient work that you might expect from David Tudor, John Hassell, but also the science fiction angle, the horror angle, the lo-fi VHS angle, just an interesting agglomeration of sort of mysticisms, and of course in a very consciously fake sense. I have this review up from Tiny Mixtapes, who adored the album that track was taken from, and he writes, Spencer Clark is the one who directly and purposefully alienates mentality by creating something so familiar yet so drastically different that you're unsure of what you're hearing, seeing, feeling. The only thing left is your own mentality and how you perceived it. Interesting way to think about it. And again, sort of an interest today in examining little pocket dimensions where strange confluences of emotion and thought come together in ways that they don't in ordinary day-to-day life. Gonna play some John Mouse left next to the song Heaven Is Real, the eponymous track off that album from John Mouse. I believe it's his second from a few years back. I think we're going to hear some tracks from a few of Tom Whalen's projects. Tom Whalen, of course, a local artist. John Mouse, very reputable composer, weird pop musician, academic, has just completed his PhD in political science, I believe. A lot of critical theory in there. But again, always dealing with the contradictory and difficult nature of statements like heaven is real, which is not meant to be a platitude, is not meant to be a simple matter of fact, but is a sort of complex statement of affirmation. And if you wanted to simplify it, sort of a statement of yes out into a universe, an existential universe, where these kinds of statements are necessary for empowerment and reification of the self, but also consciously, to some degree, again, is heaven actually real? Well, let's listen to the track and find out. Hey, thanks. Thanks, everyone. Yeah, so you're listening now still to Cue It Up on 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded Coast Salish land. What we just heard was Tommy Tone's Tom Whalen side project, cover of I Just Want to Stop. And he describes the project as a sort of performance of, it's very performative. It's sort of the self-flagellation, his guilt over being a cisgendered white man and taking these soft rock ballads from the 80s, 70s, and really just turning them into effigies of self-humiliation. And he's going to be performing a few more days in the next few weeks. Likely, I'll have that information on next week's show. For that, we had John Mouse's Heaven Is Real, of course, from the album Heaven Is Real, John Mouse, dealing with really interesting paroxysms of truth and fiction and just really statements like Heaven Is Real, in a very Nietzschean sense, you know, Nietzsche with his concept of resentment and how, you know, every denial must come with a sort of affirmation. There's my junket piece of philosophy, my philosophy 101 bro analysis of that. Anyhow, coming up, as I promised, we are going to play a track from Nomadic Streams, the festival, which will be at Vivo this upcoming week, over the weekend, starting Thursday and ending, I believe, on Saturday or Sunday. But definitely check that out. Again, very rare that we get such cool events. Next week, we'll probably have a more prepared show than this was. But, you know, I had fun. And I hope you did as well. So tune in, because it's always great. See ya. Again, 101.9 FM. You're listening to. Oh, yeah, and stay tuned, because Asian Wave 101 is coming on next, and it's with Steve Zhang. And he is an excellent raconteur. His knowledge of Asian pop, Asian music, Chinese pop, Japanese pop, Korean pop. Actually, I apologize. I don't think he plays one of those genres of pop, but I'm not entirely certain which. But just stay tuned, because he is very good at explicating sort of the cultural processes behind the music, the scene of the music itself. You know, it's just very excellent material. Yeah, stay tuned. Have a good time, everyone.
Tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.